listeners. My name's James.
And I'm Tim. We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Wave Wire. My name is James, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Tim. Tim, how are you travelling today?
James, I'm in a really good mood today. This is the final day of the season, and this is a big DFS episode that everyone's been waiting for.
It's kind of funny, Tim, isn't it? How the final, it's the end of the NBA, but it's the start of something new, Tim. A new beginning, if you know what I'm talking about. What? It's our first episode on Dash Radio, Tim.
First episode on Dash Radio and our last episode for the season. Well, actually, it's not our last episode of the regular season. That's what I meant to say.
But
Content doesn't stop here at the Wave Wire.
The content never stops at the Wave Wire. But for all you first-time listeners, my name is James, and I'm the host of this podcast with my twin brother, Tim. So you can find us on Twitter at the Wave Wire 1, which is pretty insightful. Little Twitter feed going on right there, I can tell you that.
We made it hard for you to find us.
No.
We put the one on the end, yeah, just to fool everyone.
Protect our identities. Today, Tim, we've got an action-packed episode today, don't we, Tim? Breaking down probably the trickiest slate of all time, I'm going to say, Tim.
No, I completely agree with you. There is some games... So we've gone in depth on all 14 games. This hour episode is dedicated to all 14 games. We're going to break down each and every game, and it's hard because there are some games that are dead rubbers, so a lot of players will be rested. And then there's other games such as Heat Wizards, which is all-encompassing, and they must-win game.
They must-win game. So it's quite difficult to determine what's going on today, unless you're listening to us, Tim, isn't that right?
That's right. We do the research, so you don't have to.
DFS. Thanks, people, for that pretty timely song, Tim, I must add. Encompass what today is all about, isn't it?
People's in the studio with us, ready to record. Recording some new tracks live from Melbourne, Australia. Yeah. In our closet.
Yeah. Thanks for that, people, and Kaiser, however you say it. Pretty good track, I must say, DFS is a battlefield.
Mm. All right, James, enough of your nonsense. I've had enough of you already.
Right, so let's get cracking. We've got a lot to talk about, but the overarching theme of this podcast, Tim, is about resting, isn't it? There's so many players missing today that, pretty much every single game has been influenced by rest. So that's what we're going to break down for you. We've got a couple of players who are, you know, fitting into these roles who will probably play the most minutes they'll ever play in their entire careers, especially if they're not very good basketball players. They're looking at you, Bobby Portis.
Bobby, I'm not very good at basketball, Portis.
But yeah, so we've broken down the ground and all. We're analysing what's going on here. So Tim, we'll kick it off with your boys, the Denver Nuggets, hitting up against Oklahoma City Thunder.
James,
this is an interesting matchup because I would not be surprised if Westbrook sits for the second consecutive game.
Yeah, that's the thing, James. I believe he will.
Yeah,
I've heard on the grapevine that Westbrook will sit again because if he does play, he's a must-own player for the day.
No, absolutely.
He destroys Denver.
He's caused Denver some serious problems this season, Tim. I must say.
That game winner was just a dagger directly into my heart. As the ball floated through the air, went straight into my heart.
But we're counting on Westbrook sitting tomorrow, Tim. So if we're looking at that, Oladipo has to be in control of the ball if he doesn't sit also.
Oladipo is a very good player Westbrook sits.
He nearly had a triple-double today. He had 29-7, which is pretty good numbers.
And we get to talk about one of my boys who did get a triple-double later on in the show.
Big game for Denver, Tim. Don't want to finish off strong with their young players.
I don't think they care, to be honest.
But there's only 9 players available for the Nuggets.
That's good.
Malik Beasley, Jamal Murray, and Mason Plumlee are all going to get a huge bump for this game. I would not be surprised if Mason Plumlee plays more than 35 minutes tomorrow, Tim.
Jamal Murray got his first double-double today, James.
Played fantastic, Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray looks to be the pick of the draft at the moment, Tim.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. He was very, very good today, and he looks very, very good.
Malik Beasley
also... Dark Horse Rookie of the Year.
Malik, was he a second-round pick or just a late first?
21st pick in the draft.
So he's a late first-round pick. He looks fantastic for 21st pick in the draft.
Very good. He's a microwave. He's actually a microwave.
He knows how to put the ball in the goal, doesn't he, mate?
He's a microwave.
I'm looking... Jamal Murray and Malik Beasley especially, they can put up points in a hurry, but don't be surprised if Mason Plumlee triple-doubles tomorrow because, look, I'm expecting Stephen Adams and Ezcantor, Roberson. they got to rest up because they know the Rockets are going to pound them. So
yeah, their big man will take a beating.
Yes. Well, that's the thing though. Will they though? Clint Capella, yeah, he's rested too.
Yeah, but they need to be rested.
He's not going
to
cause trouble, really.
Yeah, James Harden's going to just cause trouble.
Exactly. So why do the big men need to rest?
All of them need to rest, mate, because it's going to be trouble. They need all the rest they can get because they need every little advantage they can.
Well, we're going to preview that on Saturday, along with all other playoff series. Yep. Go through your DFS options and everything, yeah, but exactly. That's to come.
We'll talk about that later. But yeah, Tim. So from this game, I'm looking for the Thunder. I'm looking at Oladipo, and I must stress, do not fall into the trap of Kyle Singler, please. Please, no one. If I see he's only doing one team tomorrow, I'm going to scream. He had a season high 11 points. 11. He scored 11 points.
What's his career high? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Probably something. Why I was playing at Detroit when he wasn't terrible.
No, he was still pretty bad.
He was still pretty bad, but he wasn't terrible. But,
well, you can make a case for it. I mean, his haircut's been terrible the whole way through, so...
He's not a great-looking bloke, is he? But...
Someone should tell him that the fringe went out in the 90s.
So, Magic Christian is probably another option, purely just because he'll be playing 40 minutes.
Yeah, they want to see him, how he plays. Otherwise,
he's not very good, though, is he?
Could not. He might not be on the roster next year, so might as well give him a go, see what he's made of.
But I'd be on the lookout. This game is interesting because we're pretty sure Westbrook will rest, and so will Stephen Adams and Roberson. But if Oladipo gets rested, that's kind of it's a little bit of an issue. But Oladipo is a lock if he plays without Westbrook. So he'll probably be one of the highest scoring players of the day if Westbrook doesn't play.
Absolutely. Is Doug McDermott confirmed out again?
Taj Gibson will rest. I'm not sure about Doug McDermott.
Okay,
he was on the inactive list. He wasn't even out. He was on the inactive list. So
really? Yeah, because I know he was injured for a while. Taj Gibson's one of our boys.
Yeah.
Shout out, Taj.
He'll get rest again. So Domantas Sabonis is also a handy option, I think, tomorrow. He'll also get this pick up the start again.
To be honest, the day that Taj Gibson listens to the podcast is the day that we make it. that's how I'll classify it.
All right, Tim. He's our boy, though, isn't he? But on to the next one, Tim. Raptors, Cavs. Now, we do know the Cavs like to rest their players, Tim, don't they? LeBron is confirmed out. Irving missed their last matchup, but Kevin Love played. Now, I think Kevin Love playing is more due to the fact... How many games did he miss? He missed about
35 or something.
Yeah, so I don't think they'll rest Kevin Love because he's still trying to work his way back into a groove. But I can't see him being, you know... There's a lot of better options, I think, tomorrow.
Than Kevin Love?
Yeah. So, and I don't think Kyrie Irving plays. I think he'll sit on the bench too. But if Kyrie Irving rests him, the player of the day is Deron Williams.
Almost quadruple-double.
Almost quadruple-doubled against... who did they play? The Heat. Almost quadruple-double. He played 46 minutes, and he looked like Utah Deron Williams was back. He took nearly 40 field goals. That's an exaggeration. Please don't actually believe he took 40 field goals. But he... did control the ball, and look, there's just a lot of warm bodies on the field when LeBron and Love and Irving don't play. So
a lot of Brendan Rushes out there, look, milling about.
They're showing Larry Sanders and they're cutting him. That's how bad
their DeAndre Liggins got cut.
Yeah, their bench is pretty horrible. So for the Cavs, it's really just Deron Williams. Don't get sucked into J.R. Smith because he's been abysmal this season.
Jordan McRae either. Yeah. Stay away.
They just can't score. But...
James, I've been hankering to say this the whole minute and a half that we've been talking about Raptors-Cavs. Is this a Serge Ibaka game? Is this the blowout? James?
I don't know if he'll play. That's the thing. He seems a rest candidate. I can tell you someone who won't be resting tomorrow, Tim. And that's Kyle Lowry. This is why I think Serge Ibaka won't rest tomorrow, and PJ Tucker also won't rest.
Wait, so you don't think Serge Ibaka will rest?
No.
He'll play?
Yes, I believe he'll play. But... Serge Ibaka and PJ Tucker haven't had many minutes on the court with Kyle Lowry, so I think they need an opportunity to try and gel before they start the playoffs, because in the pressure cooker that is a playoff environment, there's no chemistry, things are going to come undone. So I would not be surprised if they line up Lowry, DeRozan, Ibaka, everyone. They start their starting lineup, and if that happens, Valanciunas is going to cause havoc against Channing Frye's side.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon the Palm Tree gets a gig? Palm Tree, aka Lucas
Nogueira. No, I think they're going to try and play as their playoff rotation, so they have a chance to gel just going into the playoffs. They haven't had too much time together.
I don't understand why more teams don't do that. Yes, you need rest, but you've got 4 days off, and you need to keep the team. You want to be able to play. You don't want to lose your form. You don't want to lose your groove.
Exactly. That's Houston's mentality. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Channing Frye, yes or no for today?
I'm liking Channing Frye for today, Tim. He's apart from...
Deron Williams, he's the only one who can really create his own shot.
And as we
Jared said, Smith can, but he just misses every single one of them.
As you just said, Jonas Valanciunas is a lock if he plays. The thing is, though, Jonas Valanciunas is not very good at rotating out to the 3-point
line. Yeah, so that's...
Channing Frye will be playing at the center position unless Kevin Love is. Either way, there is not going to be any defense played on the 3-point line.
There's going to be a lot of 3-pointers scored in this game.
There's going to be about 50. They're going to set the record.
Both teams will make 25 plus.
They're going to set the record.
Dude, tuck a sneaky bet on that. Go to Vegas. Get some odds on that.
I wish they did that in the show.
Maybe you'll be able to come visit us out in Australia if that comes off.
Hey, if that comes off, you remember your boys here at the Wave Wire.
Your boys here at the Wave Wire. All right, Tim. So moving on from Raptors Cavs, we've got to talk about the Pelicans and the Blazers. So interestingly enough, DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis will sit again.
I'm not surprised.
They missed their last game, but they're going to sit again.
I'm not surprised, James. Ask me why.
So it leaves it open for... What? Okay, sorry. Sorry, Tim. I was going to ignore you there. Why, Tim? Why are you not surprised?
DeMarcus Cousins will not be returning to the New Orleans Pelicans.
He will not be?
After the next season.
Oh, okay.
You almost bit on that, didn't you?
Confirmed by NBA sources.
You almost bit on that. No.
NBA tomato sauce, I reckon.
Yeah, sauce bottle, it told me.
What sauces? Tomato?
Barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue.
Bit of honey mustard.
Honey mustard. Beautiful.
No, seriously, though, If the New Orleans Pelicans do not make playoffs next year, he's not coming back. There is
100%. No,
he's not coming
back. He'll get out of there.
I think what they're doing here, I think Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins will go on a little field trip together, a bit of bonding session. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. They will go on a bonding session and get to know each other better this offseason.
Well,
I think it starts now.
It's those two and Jrue Holiday, and they've got to try and win games.
Don't forget Tim Frazier.
Yeah, he's good, but they haven't been playing him enough. But anyway, Tim, talking about this matchup.
James, don't forget DeCousins Marcus sitting out there on the bench.
Cheek Diallo looks the good option here. I never thought I'd say those words.
Hey, season career high.
26 minutes off the bench against the Lakers, 19 points and 11 rebounds.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I mean,
that's my bucket stats.
Ajinja will start again.
He's trash.
Yeah, he's just massive. He's just a big boy. That's about it. But he had 14 points and 8 rebounds against the Lakers. I don't like Dante Cunningham because he's just not good at basketball.
Nice.
Same as Solomon Hill. Solomon Hill is also not a good basketball player. And if anyone ever brings up his nearly triple-double against Houston again, do not listen. You're not allowed to listen to the podcast.
Do you know who I actually don't mind? Jordan Crawford, you can't really get because for some reason his value has been overinflated, for my opinion.
I can't believe he was 10K on draft, though. Anyway.
That's a bit overinflated for him. Anyway, Quinn Cook
hasn't really
cut what he needs to do to get a real contract in the NBA.
Get a chance in the last game?
I think they give him a chance because what have they got to lose?
Yeah, Axel Tupan might have a go too.
Axel Tupan is a very good basketball player, and I don't think anyone really understands
that. But I think that you've got to look at the big men, Cheek Diallo and maybe Ajinja as... Maybe Donatus Moniunis, but I don't know, he hasn't really been good in New Orleans. But I think those two, Cheek Diallo and Dante Cunningham, are the picks of this game because, look, the Blazers just don't have any big men. They've been playing... They started Mo Harkless at centre. Against Karl Anthony Towns. So look,
Mo Harkless.
Yeah, no, sorry, not Mo Harkless. Al-Farouq Aminu. Anyway,
Portland. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're playing Portland. That was right. My apologies.
Lillard and McCollum, Tim. They'll play.
Oh, sorry. I was just about to say Axel Tupan, very good basketball player, but he's not a DFS.
No, he's not a DFS option. But Tim, Lillard and McCollum will play. How do you feel about that?
Dame's going to drop 60.
Yeah, Dame's going to try and beat his own record. Alan Crabb's not going to be playing, so maybe there's a couple of minutes there for Shabazz and Napier. But I don't.
He had a big night.
He had a big night.
That's never happening again.
Unless either Lillard or I was about to say McCollum, Lillard or McCollum. At least unless one of them miss, I don't really see too much value in Shabazz Napier.
Shabazz Napier does not repeat that.
No, he doesn't. No way.
Does not play 6 minutes.
No.
Does not play 6 minutes.
6 minutes. All right. He'll play more, without Crabb. He'll play more than that.
Oh, is Crabb not playing?
Yeah, but I can't see him being. Actually, Crabb's been playing quite a bit off the bench late. Evan Turner,
is he back?
No? Yeah, he's back. Evan Turner
takes his minutes. Shabazz Napier does not play more than 6 minutes.
Oh.
You heard it here first. Right. Wave wire prediction.
Oh, so there's no value in Shabazz Napier. Don't fall into that hole. So I'd probably be looking at Dame.
He'll go
bananas. They'll play also because Stotts had to convince them to take the night off against the Spurs.
Yeah.
So they wanted to play. They want to play. I'm confident they'll play.
If you're doing multiple lineups, 40% of your lineup should have Dame.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
let's just hope he's not a laid out.
Yeah, that would cause a little bit of trouble, wouldn't it?
Tim, Mavs vs Grizzlies. Now this is an interesting one, and it won't take very long to cover. So, any normal day, we'd be just sweeping away the Mavs and the Grizzlies, because that's not a matchup we like for pace. We don't like that for the matchups. Players don't score highly, it'll be low scoring.
But we guaranteed that we would talk about all 14 games, James.
So we've got to give the people what they want.
Do you know, no, sorry, can I just interrupt and say our first pick of the day? Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. Very good performance off the bench as the sixth starter.
Zero minutes, 0 points, zero field goal attempts.
Is he technically coming off the bench if he's the sixth starter? Or are they just playing with an extra man?
Well, he got in the team photo, so yeah. I think that's all that matters.
Well done, well done. Shout out to Tony Romo. See, that's how relevant this game is tomorrow, Tim. We're talking about Tony Romo. Good DFS option, I think.
please don't pick him up. He should not even be on DFS.
So, Dirk Nowitzki will not play. He did not travel to Memphis.
Rip Dirk.
Harrison Barnes will probably play after he rested, and Wesley Matthews rested, and he'll probably miss again, I believe. So, for me, honestly, the only really ones I can pick out of this is Dwight Powell, Tim, and Salim Mejri. Look, neither of them are very good basketball players.
So. Hey, don't hate on Dwight Powell. I actually rate him.
Salim Mejri is just an angry man.
Yeah, he is.
So they'll probably get good minutes, and they don't have anything to play for. This will be a low-scoring game, low pace. I can't see too much value coming out of this game, Tim. I'm not going to talk about the Grizzlies because I really don't know what they're going to do. They haven't announced anything. They haven't rested any players because they only locked up their seventh seeding the other day. I'm really not sure what they're going to do. So for me, I'd probably just, you know, proceed with caution and kind of avoid them. I guess if Mike Conley plays, you'd be rude not to. Same with Marc Gasol.
Yeah, Mike Conley, definitely. Marc Gasol, I doubt, will play. He's had niggling injuries the last couple of weeks. I think he gets a rest, really. Because what reason do they have to blame?
Exactly. No, I can't see any reason to blame. Then say, like, Vince Carter, and they'll all rest because he's old. He needs all the rest he can.
Nah, Vince wants to play 40 minutes and shoot threes.
What a man, Vince Carter. Tim, I've had enough of Mavs Grizzlies. I've had enough.
Sick game.
It's gone.
James, I want to introduce this game. Wolves Rockets. Now, we know who Tom Thibodeau is, James.
We know all about Tom Thibodeau. We made several memes about him at the start of the season.
There's no way he rests any of his studs. So if you think Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns are resting...
They're playing 40 minutes tomorrow.
You obviously don't know who Tom Thibodeau is.
They're playing 40 minutes today.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see any reason why Tom Thibodeau would rest him. Brandon Rush, our stat stuffer. 30 minutes, 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks.
Shout out Brandon Rush.
He will not be... in a DFS lineup.
No.
He should not be in a DFS. If he's picked in a DFS lineup, oh my God.
How good has he been in the absence of Zach LaVine? He's been ruining so many lineups.
I can just imagine Brandon Rush and Kyle Singler, and if they're in 0.25% of teams, and you find the lineup and they're in both. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, that's disgusting. Well,
obviously, don't listen to the podcast.
Well, here comes our lock of the day, Tim. James Harden. He will be playing. He's stated he will.
He's an idiot and will play.
Exactly, he's an idiot. And against everyone thinks he should rest. But, you know, James Harden's going to do what James Harden's going to do. D'Antoni has history with this. If they want to play, he'll let him play. Kobe Bryant bloody tore his meniscus off his, whatever, you know, whatever you can do to your meniscus badly. He did it.
Pop it out of your knee.
Yeah.
That's right.
Got tangled around his kneecap.
Yeah. We didn't do anatomy or anything.
No. Look, Harden will play. Should be business as normal for the Rockets, except I don't think Clint Capella will play, and I don't think Nene will play. Nene definitely won't play. They need to get him as much rest as he possible so he can be nasty in the playoffs.
Nasty.
How good is he? But
he's old, though, so...
I think the good value play from this game is Troy Williams, Tim. So Sam Decker's out, so he's already got about 15 to 20 minutes guaranteed as that backup small forward, power forward kind of role behind Ariza and Anderson. Anderson has only been playing... He's, you know, they're bringing him back slowly from his injury. He'll play about 25 or so minutes. So I think for the Rockets, what they're going to do is they won't rest any of their players, but I think they'll, you know, pull them back about 5 or 6 minutes each one of them. But the Rockets don't have too many reserve players. They've got the D-League players in Isaiah Taylor and Onuwaku.
James, don't tell me.
Don't tell me this is Bobby
Don't tell
Brown.
Me Bobby Brown.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell me
he goes three games of double figure scoring.
Oh my
God. He nearly got the double-double.
Bobby Brown.
He had 18 points and 9 assists. You don't sleep on Bobby Brown, right? He was the highest scoring Rockets player against the Clippers in both DFS and on the box score. What a man is Bobby Brown. He's the consummate professional, Tim. He's been sitting on that bench. He's been keeping himself ready. And this man comes out and plays when he gets the opportunity.
Bobby Brown.
Lock him in. Lock in Bobby Brown.
Lock in Bobby Brown.
No, if look, if Patrick Beverley, if one of Beverley, Williams, or Gordon do not play tomorrow, if you see at some point, look, Beverley and Williams both missed against the Clippers due to injury, but then they came off the injury report, so we're assuming they're going to play. If you see an update saying Harden, Gordon, Williams, Beverley, one of them is going to miss, get Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown has
get
to
Bobby
be.
Brown. Has He's going to hit be. Like 10 threes. So get him, because he knows this is his last game, because he won't see a second in the playoffs. So get that man in there. You get that man in there.
You get Bobby Brown. That, you get that Bobby naughty. Brown. That,
you get Bobby Brown. Troy Williams, I got distracted. Troy Williams is probably a good value option because he'll play about 25 minutes.
I'm sorry for interrupting you with Bobby Brown.
Just can't get enough of Bobby. Love myself some Bobby Brown.
Sorry, Troy Williams.
Troy Williams. I keep getting distracted. Troy Williams is a good option, Tim. He's played well. He's been hitting his threes. God, he's athletic. God, he's athletic. What a man. Did you see that dunk over?
Over the back foul, you mean.
Whatever.
You mean the over the back foul, the over the bank.
He can do what he wants. When you're that athletic, you can get away with things.
Is he a power forward or a shooting guard?
Does whatever he wants. Well, he's a shooting guard, but he can't shoot, so he plays power forward, but he's kind of like a little undersized. He's like 6'8". He's too big for a shooting guard, too big for a power forward, but he can't play small forward.
So he's Kenneth Freed.
Yeah. So there you go. But he's good. He'll score points. He's a good DFS option because he gets a lot of rebounds and he can score. So he's better than Kenneth Freed. But boy, is he ugly. God, he's an ugly man. Anyway.
Dan, that's enough of that game. We need to get on to the next one.
Nets Bulls. You can have a talk about this one. Resting their whole starting lineup, the Nets.
I was going to talk about the Bulls first, but all right, we'll go straight to
them. No, you continue on. You do what you want to do.
James, I get it. You're very happy about Bobby Brown. We need to move on now.
Look how excited I am about
Bulls will play their full squad against the Knicks, except for Rajon Rondo.
So because the Bulls lose this game, Tim. No, the GOAT.
No triple-double Rondo in there. Bulls need the win.
They absolutely need
have to get the W. They're 40-41, only in the playoffs because of their tiebreaker. If one of Indiana, Chicago, and Miami, or Chicago lose, and any of the others win.
Chicago.
No, that's what I'm saying. Indiana, Chicago, Miami. Whoever loses falls out of playoffs.
Yeah, exactly, pretty much. Well, Chicago and Indiana have to win to confirm it. Miami has to win in Chicago or Indiana. One of them has to lose for the Heat to jump them.
Because Miami has the tiebreaker, and so does Chicago have the tiebreaker over Indiana, but Miami does not have the tiebreaker over Chicago.
Yeah.
So if Indiana and... Because Indiana has one more win at this point in time. So if they share the same record, they win. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So if Indiana win...
The Bulls, so basically, pretty much, the Bulls need to win.
The Bulls have to win. Otherwise, they get kicked out of playoffs. Jerian Grant has been a strong performance in the absence of triple-double Rondo. And I'm going to break a rule here, James. I'm going to say Rondo flirts with the triple-double just because we're not going to be talking about TJ McConnell.
We can't talk about TJ McConnell.
Well, I mean, we can talk about him later anyway, but Rondo flirts with that triple-double. Jerian Grant's been a super good value option, and without the high-priced stud of Rajon Rondo, he's
been playing well. I must admit, he's been playing
well. He'll be well. Brooklyn, they're resting the whole team because, I mean, what have they got to gain by playing any of them? It doesn't matter if they win, doesn't matter if they lose. Their pick's not theirs.
Exactly.
They really don't care.
They might as well. A couple of seasons coming up, Tim.
They might as well unearth some younger talent. So they're going to give everyone a run. They're going to give the other players. Spencer Dinwiddie. I reckon Spencer Dinwiddie could be a possible option here.
Yeah,
Caris LeVert. Look at that. Same time.
Graham, I was thinking alike, Tim.
Jez, we've got to stop speaking the same. Let me just speak, all right? Don't stop interrupting me. Jeez. Caris LeVert has the most upside. Do you know why, James?
Why?
Because name the small forward of the Chicago Bulls.
Jimmy Butler.
He's a shooting guard, really, but he does play at small forward. So you got me there. Yeah. You got me there.
Tim just got done.
Yeah. Caris LeVert plays very well here.
Yeah, he's one without Jeremy Lin.
Because Jimmy Butler does switch onto the shooting guard a fair amount on defense.
Yeah. So Jeremy Lin, Dwayne Wade doesn't play too much defense at his age anymore. Jeremy Lin, you know, creates opportunities for other players. Without that, I think Spencer Dinwiddie's not as good as it is Jeremy Lin is. So I think Caris LeVert's ability to create his own shot is pretty important here. And I think Robin Lopez, circling back to the Bulls team, Robin Lopez is going to dominate Justin Hamilton inside.
Justin Hamilton's not a very good basketball player.
No, he's not. Tim, that is why he doesn't get any minutes for any other team except for Brooklyn.
Who did he play for before? New York?
I could not tell you.
Justin Hamilton is not a good basketball player. They think that he's got something because he can go out and shoot threes, but you've got Brook Lopez. You don't need Hamilton.
Brook Lopez is... You can only have one white center on your team.
Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
It's the only one.
You've got Plumlee anyway.
Yeah. We got both, James.
Broke the rule. That's why the Nuggets aren't in playoffs, Tim.
Whoa. All right. Well, that's not my fault that Dame wanted to knock himself out of playoffs in 4 games straight. So that's his question.
I hope Dame enjoys getting pulverized by the Warriors. What if about? You can't tell, Tim's a salty Nuggets fan.
Anyway, Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, what do you reckon? What do you
think? Yeah, he'll get good minutes at power forward. I like
him. Who's going to get a rebound in that game? Or Justin Hamilton will try. Will try. And he's Rondé Hollis-Jefferson is just going to get the only rebounds out of this game, apart from Robin Lopez, I feel. You know, Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, RHJ, just shorten it for now, does show a lot of signs as a power forward more than a small forward. I think he came into the league as a small forward, but he really can't shoot that jumper as well as they liked.
Yeah.
The mid-range is not too bad, but he can't go out and shoot threes as well as they thought. So power forward, I think, is his new role and his new home.
Yeah, then I 100% agree with you there, Tim.
Hawks paces, James. On to the next one.
Now, so the Hawks locked up their fifth seed today. Yesterday. And, their players didn't play 4 minutes. They all played around 25 minutes, their starters. So I believe that leads them into probably doing the same thing they did against the Cavs last week and just resting them all.
I don't see them resting them all, James. But that's your opinion. Anyway, continue.
I can't see them playing more than 25 minutes. Look, Dwight Howard plays like 30 minutes a night anyway. They'll bring it all back. Regardless of if they start or not, Ilyasova is a lock tomorrow, and so is Torian Prince.
You reckon?
Yep. Torian Prince and Ilyasova will play at least 25 minutes each, and they've been quite good. Ilyasova is the number one scorer when those players don't play.
Ilyasova was poor, really poor, for a little while. Now he's bounced back, and it's great to see.
He's finally fitting in with that Atlanta system, and I like what he's doing there. So Muscala is also another selection if Dwight doesn't play. So Muscala, just he's big, and he shoots threes.
See, the only problem I have here is, how do you know who's going to play out of Mike Muscala and Chris Humphries?
Muscala plays over Humphries.
Humphries started the other day when Dwight didn't play.
Oh, who knows? Muscala will play more minutes anyway. But
I feel that the Hawks won't rest their players because they want to disrupt the Pacers' playoffs.
Yeah, maybe. But Ilyasova looms as the value from this game, I think, for the Hawks. So that moves on to the Pacers, Tim. I'll let you talk about the Pacers. You can talk about them.
Paul George will definitely have a big game. Do you see he got ejected for nothing? Did you see his rant?
Yeah, he was not happy. He's going to come out. He's going to be, what's the word?
I thought you were going to say I was going to talk about the Pacers.
No, I'm trying to think of the word to describe.
I thought you were going to say I was
going to talk about the
Pacers. You're interrupting.
You can talk about it.
Look, Paul George has been the top scoring DFS player for the past week and a half, averaging 60 FanDuel points, which is insane. He's probably 17,000 in draft stars. I don't know what that is in draft stars and in DraftKings and FanDuel's term, but it's between the elite and the average price, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's going to come out like a man on a mission.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was not happy about being ejected for something that he didn't do, and he was absolutely furious at the referees. He's going to come in. He's not going to let anyone take a shot in the first quarter.
No, he won't.
Or the fourth quarter. But he's going to take over.
The only other person who will be able to score points in that game, Tim, if not Paul George is not letting anyone else
take
a shot.
Don't tell me it's my boy, Jeffrey Teague.
Absolutely, it's Jeffrey Teague. Someone else has got to bring the ball up, mate. Someone's got to get the assist. Jeffrey Teague is a gun. We love Jeffrey Teague.
The only problem with Jeffrey Teague, if his shot's not fallen, it's not fallen.
But at least he has the ball in his hands and he can do things, and Atlanta does not defend point guards well at all.
Oh, we've talked about this
to death.
Dennis Schroeder does not know how to defend a point guard.
No.
He's too busy on his skateboard doing grinds and stuff.
Jeffrey is just going to make a mockery of this man.
We love Jeffrey Teague. Absolutely love Jeffrey Teague.
No, how good is Jeffrey? Just quietly.
He did ruin us not too long ago. He was the man who let us down with a 17 on our lineup, because his shot just did not fall, and he had no confidence in the rest of his game. So he had like 9 assists and like 6 rebounds, but he had like 2 points. It just wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And because in draft size you lose points for missing shots, so it just didn't help.
But, one bad game against a million of diamonds in the rough, team. He's been a gun this season.
Jeff Teague has been a revelation.
I'm liking it.
That's the word you were looking for,
I'm
think.
Liking.
Revelation.
Okay, revelation.
Who wins that trade now, James? George Hill? Dennis Schroeder.
Well, George Hill's played like 40 games.
But he's looked good when he's played,
but he's played about 40 games, so, Look, the Hawks lost that trade. Yeah. Dennis Schroeder's nowhere near as good. They didn't get a point guard back. I can't even remember who they did get back out of that trade.
They didn't.
They got us picked, didn't they?
Yeah.
Disastrous.
And they shoved off Shelvin Mack too.
Yeah, disastrous. Disastrous. No, they got rid of him at the deadline before that. Anyway, moving on, Tim. 76ers Knicks. Now, this will be a poor game of basketball, I'm telling you right
now.
This will be a poor game of basketball. So, the 76ers don't have anyone to rest because everyone who's not playing is injured already, and they probably have about 8 players that can possibly line up tomorrow. So, TLC, Luau Cabarro is probably another option. Again, he's been great with all the injuries, Tim.
I did pick him at 7 in my mock draft.
Are we going to talk about this every episode?
James, we're going to talk about this every episode. I absolutely copped it from Nuggets Nation. I don't know. I don't really know what they call Nuggets Nation. It's not called Nuggets Nation. It's called something else. It's just called Nuggets, probably. There isn't enough people to call it a Nuggets Nation. they roasted me on the Denver Stiffs. Mm-hmm. They absolutely roasted me for picking Luau Cabarro at pick... at pick 7 in that mock draft. He's shown signs that he could definitely warrant it being picked at pick 7.
No, absolutely.
He's got a good good stroke, can shoot it from outside, can get inside, he's quick, and he can put up points in a hurry.
Yeah.
Gets a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists. He's our man for tomorrow.
So he's a good option tomorrow. Nick Stauskas is a good value play as well. He's been pretty good for the last couple of weeks. Justin Anderson.
Sauce Castillo.
Yeah, Sauce Castillo. Justin Anderson, Tim. I'm intrigued. He's played quite well. He's been starting a power forward. He's been playing quite well, actually. You know, he was all right at Dallas, but they never really gave him a run and let him, you know, do things. So I think his athleticism is handy for the 76ers tomorrow.
He's a bit of a ball hog as well.
Yeah, he is, exactly. Due to the fact that Carmelo Anthony, Lance Thomas, Derek Rose, Joakim Noah, Porzingis, they're all out tomorrow, Tim. They're all out.
So you mean the New York Knicks triangle is out.
Exactly. So who are we locking in, Tim, tomorrow? We're locking in Courtney Lee. We talked about this last week. The Knicks have been trialing him as, like, the ball handler and setting up the offense. And he's been fantastic.
He's been in career form in the last 2 weeks.
He's been playing the best games of his career the last couple. And he's just been, you know, he's been drilling the three, and he's been getting to the rack. You know, he's creating his own shot, and he's playing quite well. So I'm looking in him tomorrow. He'll be good value because he's priced, you know, according to playing as the off-ball shooting guard. He hasn't been scoring that highly throughout the season, but he's been good lately. And Hernan Gomez, Tim. I like Hernan Gomez tomorrow.
Guillermo.
Yeah, Guillermo. Look, Nerlens Noel left, Okafor's injured, Embiid's injured. So it leaves, who do they leave?
Yeah, that's true. It leaves Rashaan Holmes.
Exactly.
And Sean Long, who's about 6'8" and plays at centre.
So, look, I think Guillermo's a good option tomorrow.
Do you know, James, the only time I remember Courtney Lee before this season, really, was when he ruined our multi when he played Sacramento, when he tipped in that buzzer beater with 0.2 left on the clock. There was 0.2 left on the clock.
No, we had Memphis to win.
No, we did. We had it the other way around.
No. We had Memphis. I 100% remember. We had Memphis to win, and he tipped in the buzzer beater. That was the best day of our lives. Remembering him in the wrong light, Tim.
I remember it the other way around.
You've remembered wrong. I'm telling you, we had Memphis to win, and that was the best day of our lives.
What we're trying to say here, the moral of this story, of this...
He's come good. That's what we're trying to
Courtney say. Courtney Lee was nothing before this season, really.
He's a pretty good basketball player.
Did you remember that he stint in Charlotte last year? Yes,
he played pretty well, actually.
I don't think he scored over 8 points.
That's such an exaggeration. He played quite well.
James, you need an exaggeration to prove your point.
Don't hate on him. He's played quite well, okay? He played pretty well. He's had a pretty good career. I like the man, and he's going to play well tomorrow.
I agree.
He's going to play well later against the 76ers, and he'll be the highest scoring player in our DFS lineup. Lock that in.
Lock it in. What are you getting? 45?
No, maybe not 45. Maybe about 40.
Well, if that's not a higher scoring play, James, I'll be very disappointed. I want a higher score than 40. I think you're going to need a big score to win tomorrow, to take it out tomorrow.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of value tomorrow.
Draft Stars fans, if there's the 400 target on tomorrow, give it a crack. Why not?
You've got 14 games on. Give it a go.
Last day of the season. You might as well give it a crack, James. We're on to Magic Pistons.
Magic Pistons. I'm expecting to see the same lineup from the Pistons that I've been seeing the last 4 games now, since they were officially ruled out of the playoffs. So Tobias Harris, Reggie Bullock, and Boban, and Stanley Johnson, they're the troublemakers, and Ish Smith's been pretty good as well.
Don't rate Henry Ellison starting a power forward.
Don't worry about him. But because, Tim, we need this, we don't, you know, we've divided this up so that we've got 4 minutes to talk about each game. That'll get us to our hour mark, keep us in within all the restrictions with all the ads, all the intro, everything, you know, yada yada yada. I'm dedicating this 3 minutes of this to Boban. Because the Rockets got Boban last week, Tim.
You got Boban.
He had his career high, and the man just can't be stopped. It's pretty funny, actually. You know, you think about all these, you know, big 6'8", 6'9" players. They look like boys playing with a man. He's just massive, and he, you know, if they just dump the ball off to him every single possession, I don't know why they don't dump the ball off him to him every single possession. He doesn't have to jump. He just reaches up and puts it in the basket, mate.
He should receive a lot more of the ball than he does.
He's getting a double-double tomorrow against the Magic. The Magic have been poor, Tim. They've been so bad. Their career record loss yesterday. Franchise record. That's what I was looking for. That's the word I was looking for. They've been poor for the Magic. We predicted them to be in the top eight this year. I thought they'd be pushing for that eighth seed.
We thought Peyton's triple doubles and our boy Nikola Vucevic.
And I thought there's going to be a big review of the Magic front office this offseason, because I think we thought that Ibaka and Bismack Biyombo, they'd be good offseason additions, and they would, you know, push them up with surrounded by Peyton and Vucevic. And Aaron Gordon taking the next step in his progression. Evan Fournier, Jody Meeks. We thought they'd be a good cast.
Not one of those stories has played out. Not one.
Vucevic and Peyton have been good. Everyone else has been terrible.
Yeah.
Aaron Barker's not there anymore.
Aaron Gordon was played out of position, which didn't work. Serge Ibaka.
He's gone now.
That's been the talk of the Orlando front office for about...
Yeah, what a waste.
Yeah, they turned like six...
Seven players. Tobias Harris, Mo Harkless.
They turned a lot of good players into Serge Ibaka and then turned it back into Terrence Ross and a pick.
Terrence Ross has been all right so far, but it's not worth it.
The pick's been all right so far. Yeah. We'll find out very soon. But.
But that's why, Tim, that's why I could not recommend one Orlando player to you tomorrow.
Do you know not what? One. I just want to finish this little last minute of our... the 4 minutes we have to cover.
Thank God we'll never be talking about these two teams ever again. Well, ever again, no, until 6 months.
We won't be talking about these two lineups ever again.
Yeah.
These lineup of players, because both teams are going to have a massive offseason. I just want to say, this is my minute rant. Bill Worrell, his name is Boban. It is not Marjanovic. When you're in the commentary, you say he has the ball. I've never heard anyone say it's Marjanovic. Bill Worrell said Marjanovic has 10 rebounds. It's like, who's Marjanovic? Who is this random Serbian on the court? It's Boban. Do not say anything else. It's Boban.
Do not disrespect the Boban.
Do you get Marjanovic'd? No, you get Boban'd.
Yeah, exactly.
All right? Bill Worrell, you listening?
That was only 35 seconds. You got another 25 seconds.
Bill Worrell, you listening?
Are you going to keep saying that for 25 seconds?
Yes. Right. I don't like Bill Worrell in the first place, so...
Tim, I'm just going to let that slander of the greatest Rocket commentator of all time.
Great club. It's Boban, not Marjanovic. Sorry.
No, I'll give you that.
Now, finally, the time we've all been waiting for, we get to talk about Kings Clippers.
Yeah.
It's not the teams that matter. It's my boy, my man, Ty Lawson.
He'll rest tomorrow. Today.
James. If you get a triple-double, you're not resting.
No, he's resting.
He's not resting. He finally got a triple-double. I've been praising this man all season. He's come
good since the weight was lifted off his shoulders.
James, if you want to look, what jersey do I have on? I have my Ty Lawson jersey on. I have his name up on my wall. Ty Lawson, what a man. He's
hanging from the rafters in our house, Tim.
Yeah, he is. I've retired his jersey. he is a superb player. I was so happy when he got that triple-double. It brought tears to my eyes.
Warmed your heart.
Seriously, good to see him back on the court. Good to see him doing good things, because he is definitely a very good player, and I think that he deserves more minutes. And Darren Collison may get hit with the rest tomorrow again.
Yeah,
may get hit with the rest tomorrow. And if Ty Lawson lines up, he's a must have.
No, he's a must have if he lines up. I'm unsure if he lines up. Langston Galloway becomes a good option if he.
See, this is where I think Ty Lawson lines up. Quote Dave Yeager: "We're going to wreck the Clippers tomorrow." Because the Clippers have to get fourth seed tomorrow.
Yep.
Otherwise, they lose to Utah if they don't get home advantage.
Because the Jazz are playing the Spurs, but
Kings want to ruin that, and that's what they're going to take into the offseason, the pride that they ruined the Clippers. So they're going to play a full lineup.
And that man, well, except for maybe Colson, who I think, I agree with you, will probably rest.
Clippers need to win to get the home advantage, as we just said, so they're playing a full lineup as well. The big thing here is, if Darren Collison does rest, the point guard duties fall to Garrett Temple in that backup unit.
Yep.
So Garrett Temple slides over to defend the point guard. Who's defending shooting guard? Langston Galloway, but he's being rested. So Buddy Hield starts now.
Yep.
So I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you who it is that's going to be defending the shooting guard.
And Jamal Crawford.
So I think Jay Crossover gets to work.
I like JJ Redick, I think, is missing tomorrow. I think he's resting.
No, I think he might play.
Austin Rivers is out.
Austin Rivers is definitely out.
So, Jay Crossover is the man.
Jay Crossover. He hasn't had the best season.
No.
He's definitely not going to be sixth man of the year, no matter how many cookies he sends out.
He's not going to be. Eric Gordon got that wrapped up a long time ago.
He's not going to be sixth man of the season. So, he'll continue his good work, what he did against Houston. Now, DeAndre Jordan shapes as an avoid here, James.
He's an avoid.
Just let me say right here. Costa Kufos is out. Rudy Gay is out.
Yep.
Aaron Flola was out.
Yep.
Darren Colson, probably out. Haven't confirmed yet, but he's probably out. Malachi Richardson, yeah, he's been injured the whole time. And Reek, Tyreek Evans is out too. Yep. DeAndre Jordan shapes in the void because Papa Giannis.
Big Papa G.
Papa G. Papa Giannis. It's not Papa Giannis, it's Papa Giannis. He's a young big center who will bustle for all the rebounds and isn't scared of anybody. If you saw today, James, he wasn't afraid to get teed up when things got heavy. He just busted on in there and got teed up nicely. He wasn't stepping down. He wasn't stepping back. Scal and Papa Giannis are my picks here. They're going to go nuts.
Yeah, Jordan loses value without rebounds, Tim. So if you're saying that these two are slating to get all the rebounds,
they're going
to
get all the boards.
It doesn't leave too much for DeAndre.
There's nothing for DeAndre. And honestly, I haven't even talked about Blake Griffin here because I don't see him having an impact on DFS. Yes, he will have an impact on the game because it's Blake Griffin. Yeah. He will have an impact on the game. But as I said, there's a lot of rebounds getting carved up here. I think tomorrow Blake has 25, 5, and probably 3. That's not enough for him to get a good
price,
score.
Yeah, not at his price.
Not at like 19,000. That's not enough for him to get a good enough score. So I'm shaping to avoid him as well. Nothing as much as DeAndre shapes as an avoid, but probably avoid. No Austin Rivers, so it's remiss of us to not mention Chris Paul, James. Yeah.
Point guard.
He's playing 40 minutes tomorrow. If you're doing multiple lineups, as we mentioned before,
he should be in some of them.
He's at least 30%, at least.
Yeah, James Harden's on 100, and then you match him with Chris Paul in some of them, and then Dame in the others.
He's playing with Blake because they need to get the chemistry back, because Chris Paul's only played the last couple of games because he missed with a hand injury, James. So that's enough of that game. We're on to Spurs Jazz. The only certainty in this game is that the Jazz will trot out a full strength lineup. We do know that Pop does like to play around with things. Doesn't like to tell reporters that everyone's resting. You know, they might all suit up tomorrow and then about five people play.
Yeah, we did see that quote, though, that he wasn't pleased with how they played against the Clippers and he wasn't pleased with how they ended up playing against the Blazers. So he was asked, will you play the full lineup again? And he said, yes. I still don't see Kawhi playing the whole game.
You reckon?
No. I can't see him playing the whole game. Maybe the others. Probably Gasol will probably need to be rested because the man's old. He's had a lot of wear and tear on those knees.
My take is the majority of the starters rested against the Blazers. They'll come up looking to hit playoffs and stuff.
Yeah,
they want a big win. A big. This is a big win if they take off.
Take off the Jazz, yeah.
Because they probably, I think there's a chance they will face the Jazz in playoffs.
So yeah, if they play them in the second round if they beat the Clippers.
So they will play them. So they need. So I think this is a big game. I think this is... Well, actually, that does slate as a chance for them to probably not going to play my players.
Yeah, exactly, because they might find us out, but...
Pop's a sneaky man.
Kawhi, I cannot justify spending the money on Kawhi Leonard tomorrow.
So, me and Dante would usually avoid this game. The two slowest teams for pace in the NBA... two of the bottom three. On a massive slate, you don't really need to go here, but if you want to, because we agreed to say we're talking about all four teams.
Yeah, we did say we talk about all teams.
You're gonna get what you're gonna get our hot takes, let's be honest. So the only weakness I could find in the Spurs fantasy points is the shooting guard position where apparently lockdown defender Danny Green is. Don't get me started on Danny Green, James. It's their worst position in fantasy points considered, ranked being 8th in the league, James. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
That's
pretty
horrible.
Bad. Being 8th in the league. Terrible. 8th in the league being your worst. Jesus Christ. I can't believe how good the Spurs are indeed. Anyway, it would be remiss of us to not mention Joe Ingles, James. You knew it was coming.
The man.
You knew it was coming.
The man of the hour.
Rodney Hood probably misses again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with that man.
Has he played more than 30 games this year? Many different injuries.
He just can't get on the court. So, as I said, James, it is remiss of us to not mention Joe Ingles because if Rodney Hood does play, he'll come off the bench. Yep. I feel. Joe Ingles starts at the shooting guard position where Dante Exum is starting alongside him. Dante Exum is not the one you want.
No.
He's definitely not the one you want.
No, he's not the one you want.
Because George Hill is probably, again, out tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
So, this leaves our boy, Joe Ingles, because if Dante Exum drives, who's going to be standing out there on the three-point arc, James? Please tell me his name.
It's going to be Joe Ingles.
Raul Neto is out. Not that anyone cares. Derek Favors is game time decision. And Rodney Hood is as well. I'll spit it out eventually, James. We'll get there. So the big battle here will be Kawhi versus Hayward. But James doesn't reckon that Kawhi plays the 4 minutes. The Claw wins this matchup.
Well, Hayward hasn't even played, you know. He's been resting and he's been out.
The Claw wins this matchup.
Yeah.
And in the minutes that he plays, he has a massive fantasy impact. I'm not sure if it's worthwhile spending the money on him, as James said, because he might not play enough minutes. If he plays 20 minutes, he'll have a massive fantasy impact for that 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which might not be enough.
Exactly. That's the point I was trying to make earlier.
The other matchup I want to speak about is Gobert on Paul Gasol. Now, James just said that Paul Gasol is old and may rest, and that means Dwayne Dedman will start.
That works in Rudy Gobert's favour, actually.
Dwayne Dedman is a poor man's Rudy Gobert, let's be honest. Rudy Gobert is going to... He's going to know exactly what he's going to do.
Pulverize him.
I don't see Dwayne Dedman scoring on him. If Rudy Gobert is on this court, I don't see Dedman scoring.
But it works out well for Gobert because...
More blocks.
Gasol, yeah, exactly. Gasol's the kind of guy who can... He can stretch...
He's crafty.
He can... But his range draws Gobert out of the paint.
Yeah, he does.
So that means, you know, less blocks and everything. So Rudy Gobert is an important DFS tool tomorrow, Tim. He's an important player in your lineup. Sorry, Tim, Lakers Warriors.
Another game that we usually wouldn't talk about, James. Lakers Warriors. KD and Steph are guaranteed 30 minutes here. Now, you wouldn't say that against a Lakers team any other day apart from the situation that the Warriors currently face.
They want to play together.
If you watched Steph's press conference yesterday, he said, 2 days ago now, really, he said that he hasn't played much with KD. It's been a month and a half since they last played.
He missed a lot of games.
They played one game together. Last year, the Warriors were chasing 73 wins.
Yep.
This year, they're chasing good team chemistry and a good run into playoffs. So, they don't care if they win tomorrow. They honestly couldn't give a shit. They've already got it locked up, the first seat. All they care about is getting KD and Steph, that chemistry back. Because Steph said it was hard in the first half. I didn't know what KD was doing. I didn't know where he was. I didn't know what he was playing. I just didn't remember what it was like to play with him. So they're going to play 30 minutes. They're going to just work them out together. If they play in the fourth quarter, they probably won't. I doubt it. But that's why I'm picking David West tomorrow as my roughie.
Oh, David West.
I feel he's going to play 25 minutes tomorrow. And we do know that he likes to put up points in a hurry. Because once he's in that bench unit, he's the scorer.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's the scorer. So David West is definitely a roughie here because I potentially think he's going to log a lot of minutes. The Lakers' rotation, however, is hard to get a hold of. It chops and changes most days because Luke Walton still doesn't understand what he wants with the team. And the fact that Corey Brewer played 28 minutes today and Tyler Ennis played 25 makes me sick.
But Tim, do you know who comes out of all this, who rises from the junk? Julius!
James? Julius Randle played 15 minutes at centre today.
But that's because, he had 4 fouls.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well...
But he'll play. I'm telling you, Tim. Julius plays. Luke Walton wants to beat the Warriors. Julius wins.
James, can we get to Julius at the end? I saved a minute for him.
Sorry.
Lakers' rotation is hard to get a hold of, so Brandon Ingram, Larry Nance, and Jordan Clarkson seem to be the only ones getting 25-plus on the reg.
Yeah.
You agree with you with the year there with
me? I agree
me?
With you.
And
D'Angelo Russell.
He didn't play today.
Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah. Jordan Clarkson is the pick for me for that game, especially because Steph Curry isn't the quickest at closing out on younger point guards. What I mean there is he's pretty arrogant when he's defending.
Yeah.
Look, let's be honest.
They hide him. The Warriors hide him. He's not a great defender.
Like, he's not bad, but he's just not great. He's not going to close out on Jordan Clarkson. He's going to be like, yeah, go ahead, shoot. Or probably. If he gets out to him, Jordan Clarkson's just going to go pump fake, rack, layup. Jordan Clarkson's a very crafty scorer.
All right, Tim, it's the Julius Randle hour now.
Julius Randle, minute and 15 seconds. I was going to say Julius Randle probably plays 20 minutes tomorrow.
No, he plays more. Julius does it all tomorrow, Tim. Today.
James, I love Julius
today
more than you do. I love Julius
no,
more
you
than
don't.
You. Yes, I do. You love Bobby Brown. This is my spot for Julius. He can do it all. He can score. He can get rebounds, he can get assists, he can get steals, he can get blocks. I just don't see him playing 20 minutes tomorrow. I feel you. He gets the night off.
No, I'm locking him in. He'll be in my lineup, Tim.
He'll be in your
lineup.
This is something
we disagree on.
James says gets Julius. I'm advising against him. I'm saying there's better options here.
All right.
David West is the potential roughie.
All right. Heat Wizards.
Heat Wizards, Tim. Sorry, it's not a plural Heats. It's not a plural Heats. It's just a Heats.
Well, Miami needs to win, Tim.
James, that leads into another gag that I have later into my piece. But anyway, it's a must win. Must. Underlined, capital, bold, everything. Must win for Miami. If they don't win, they don't make playoffs. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Now, Dion Waiters, Luke Babbitt, and Josh McRoberts are all listed as emergency, meaning they will play in emergency situations. So what I gathered from that is Luke Babbitt and Josh McRoberts will not be playing,
and Dion Waiters
will play in the last 5 seconds when they need Waiters Island.
He'll come in on crutches, he'll inbound the ball, and then...
He doesn't need to run, he just needs to stand in the corner with his one crutch.
Triple.
Drops, bang. Throws the crutches away.
Be the clutch man.
And splash. So if he needs to take that big shot, he's going to be on there. The Wizards will not let them win this one, James. Do you know why I don't think they won't let them win this one? They'd rather face the dysfunctional Bulls than the triple-double Rondo than Waiters Island.
Absolutely, they would rather face that.
So, actually, Wizards could probably make fourth seed. Do they have the tiebreaker over the Raptors? I'm not really sure.
I can't remember.
But they're only one game behind. So if Raptors lose tomorrow and they win, they're equal record, so they could take that third seed. Not that really... everything can chop and change tomorrow in the East.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell, but they do have a reason to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they'd rather knock Heat out of the playoffs now and get rid of them.
Yep.
So James Johnson is the go-to man, James. What can we say about the man? He's like the Julius Randle of the Lakers for us, but James Johnson has more love from both of us, I think. Yep. He's been so good in the last couple of games, and he's a true leader on the court without Dion Waiters there. McRoberts and Babbitt are both emergency, as I said. And that leaves a big hole for James Johnson to fill.
Yep.
He's getting the start tomorrow. He's playing 35 minutes. Easy.
Well, can you just quietly... Matt, what's his name? The Hardwood Paroxysm on Twitter.
Matt Moore.
He voted for James Johnson as third in his most improved MVP ballot. So
we're not the only ones.
We're not the only ones who like James Johnson, like the work he's been putting in. So that's national media there looking at James Johnson and saying, young man, you have improved this year. And he's been a fantastic DFS option all year. Just purely for the good times he's given us this year, Tim, I'm going to lock him in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm locking him in too. Deport Gortat will be massacred by Whiteside. I think he'll be deported by Whiteside.
Probably.
Whiteside is going to destroy that man. I'm sorry, but he's going to deport him. He's going to put him on a boat back to Russia. John Wall and Dragic, I predict, to get fiery. Or they get Miami Heat. It was pretty bad, I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay quiet.
I was trying to find a right gag there, but it didn't work.
Tim, we've been on for, 15 minutes now? No one's listening anymore, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Because it's going to get hot. I reckon there's going to be a bit of tangling, a bit of punching going on.
Bit of beef.
Yeah, it's going
to be... Sorry, that's an Australian term, my bad.
Bit of beef. Yeah, I reckon there's going to be a punch on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dragic and,
it's going to be a brawl. It's going to be all in.
It's going to be a John Wall. Sorry, rhyming slang,
classic.
John Wall is very feisty, as is Goran Dragic. He doesn't like to be scored on. Does Goran Dragic? He showed against the Nuggets when he started.
You just turn around and throw hands. I just would not be surprised.
Wall is way too quick for Dragic. He's just going to take him to town. See, James, this is something I've never ever said before, and I will never ever say again, James. I don't know why I'm saying it right now. Roddy Magruder shuts down Bradley Beal. James, you're not looking as outraged as I thought you would be.
I'm not going to, Tim. I'm not going to. What's the word? I'm not going to rise to your hot takes. Because I agree with you.
Wow, okay. I don't like.
We're just as stupid as each other.
I don't rate Roddy Magruder. I don't think you do either, James. But for some reason, I feel Bill will struggle to get off the leash. He won't score more than 28 FanDuel points, which is definitely not enough to warrant a pick in your side. Porter. Full stop.
Yep.
That's what I
absolutely.
Have
full stop.
That's full it. Stop, Porter.
Just cut it. Mark job.
Celtics, Bucks, James. Now, the Bucks are resting everybody.
And when we say everybody.
Sorry, the people in the back, can you hear us? Everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah, you man over there. Hey, Pipple, where you over there in the corner? Come over here.
Come, Pipple, come close.
Everybody. Yeah, exactly. They're resting everybody.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton, Giannis, Dele, Snell.
They're all out.
Jabari Parker's getting arrested? No, he's just injured.
He's just injured.
And probably Seb Hawes.
Just pulled the string, that's all.
Probably Seb Hawes. Miles Plumlee could possibly
get... Who? Sorry?
Seb Hawes, is it?
Spencer Hawes.
Spencer, there we go. Oh, he's useless. What does it matter to me? My hairstyle's better than his, right? I'm just relax. Thonmaker shapes to be a must-have pick.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless Miles Plumlee plays.
Lock in the young Australian.
Okay, James. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Kidd should give him over 20 minutes for once. But.
This is relying on Jason Kidd to do something that we...
But. Jason Kidd probably just decides, you know what, Thon, give me a jersey. I'm going to suit up myself and just play 20 minutes because why not?
Moose jumps in there at point guard.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, seriously, Thonmaker shapes up to be a very good pick for tomorrow purely for the fact that everybody is out, James.
Everybody. I don't think I understood you.
Everybody's out. It's Spencer. I apologize. And the Celtics are playing a full lineup. So...
Are they? That's it. That's... interesting. Oh, they want the one seed. Yeah. I'm making sure everybody. Yeah, I'm making sure everyone hears.
Yeah, so Boston's playing a full lineup, so I think they're going to smack Milwaukee into next week. They're seriously going to smack him into next week. Thonmaker is going to get rebounds because, as we like to say, James,
achoo!
That was Al Horford. That was not a proper sneeze. That was me being Al Horford when the ball comes off the glass, because that man cannot get a rebound to save himself. Might get a couple of assists, but that's not what you want from your big man. You know what, James? I think our hour of power is almost up.
Yeah, it's almost coming to a close, Tim.
I just have one more thing to say about the Bucks Celtics, and then we'll get out of your hair.
What is that?
And you can get out of my hair, finally. Malcolm Brogdon tomorrow.
Yep.
Against Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
Isaiah Thomas, one of the worst defenders in the league, and somehow he's only not the worst defender in the league because his team saved him.
Yep.
Really.
Yep.
Malcolm Brogdon, Dark Horse Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
I'd never even heard of him in the draft.
Yep.
He has a big game tomorrow.
Yep.
He has an MVP moment.
Yep. MVP moment.
He has a Rookie Player of the Year moment.
He's an MIP moment. Most Improved. Oh, no.
Rookie Player of the Year moment.
He's an ROY moment.
He's a Rookie of the Year moment. He has a Roy.
Yeah, he's a Roy moment.
I honestly think
he got Andrew Simons.
Andrew Simons. If you're an Australian, listen to this. Shout out Roy.
Shout out Roy. He'll be listening to this. No way. There's no way. Probably wrestling a crocodile or something. I think. He's gone fishing, mate.
Yeah, he's gone fishing. Anyway, Malcolm Brogdon has a Roy moment. And he goes big.
Absolutely. No, I think Brogdon is probably a lock tomorrow, Tim. Because who's gonna do something? Thonmaker can shoot threes, but he's not going to, dribble around someone and then just pull up. He needs to be standing there, planted his feet on that line, and then pull up.
I really hope Miles Plumlee plays and ruins Thonmaker's move. just ruin everything for us, Jason Kidd.
Tim, I just want to take this moment to thank you for joining me for DFS for the regular season as we come to a close. I still can't believe you didn't bite when I mentioned at the start of the episode that I'm the host of this podcast.
James, just leave it out.
We're co-hosts.
We're co-hosts. That's the correct term, co-host.
Co-host. I'm the co-host.
Yeah, the co-host.
But Tim, I'd just like to thank you for joining me in what has been a roller coaster ride.
This has been our first season.
It has been our first season. We've won a lot of money, Tim. We've been very successful.
I tallied it up, James. I went through my DraftStars bank account. Do you want to know how much I made? And how? Well, I mean, assuming you made the same because we did the same lineups pretty much every day.
Yep.
Do you want to know?
I am aware of the figure, but yeah, enlighten me.
$12,000.
It's not bad. It's really not bad.
$12,000.
We've got a lot of listeners, sending us DMs on Twitter and everything saying thank you for the season. So everyone who listens to the podcast regularly, message us. We appreciate your messages of support. If you want to, message us and say thank you, that's very kind of you.
$12,000.
We don't ask much. We just ask you listen to the radio show and listen to the podcast. And
just interact with us on Twitter. We love to have some fun.
Yep. Just, absolutely. Check us out on Twitter. We do like to have some fun on Twitter. A couple of memes do get created every now and then.
Is it memes or memes? Memes. It has to be memes.
We'll start a poll on the Twitter page about this, Tim.
Who's better, Julius Randle or James Johnson? James, quickly. Who's your pick for tomorrow? James Johnson or Julius Randle? Come on.
James Johnson has to be
James Johnson there.
Has to be the pick.
And that is what I wanted from James to end this show.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the first episode of The Waiver Wire on the Dash Radio. And
check us out on Twitter on The Waiver Wire 1.
One of many episodes through your podcast feeds. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll catch you
on Saturday.
On Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Time. Hope everyone's up nice and early. No, just kidding. We are being aired at 6 a.m.
Rerun at 12, so it's all right.
Previewing on the podcast, but we'll be rerunning prime time, I would say.
So, yes, that's
12 p.m. on an afternoon session on a Saturday, prime time.
Yeah, if you're getting pissed, if you're drinking the beers in the afternoon, just chuck on the podcast. Yeah.
Saturday session.
You don't need bangers. You don't need some R&B. You need Tim and James' Waiver Wire podcast.
Exactly. We're going to be previewing every playoff series, breaking down the players you need in your daily fantasy lineups. And we got heaps of stuff coming, Tim. The content does not stop.
Content never stops here at The Waiver Wire. We'll see you guys
on Saturday.